Let's ask John Gibson from Whitehall, who joins us now, if that's the case. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, you know, except that we just, you know, usually every hour, you know, every 1 o'clock hour, we hear Bruce Springsteen. Our producer put different music in there. It kind of shook us a little bit. So please forgive us if we mess this interview up, okay?
No, you're fine. No worries.
All right, cool. How you feeling, man? I mean, you got to be just, you know, you say you want to be cool a couple of days before the draft, but I'm thinking it's just got to be a little bit nerve-wracking right now.
Yeah, just got up here yesterday afternoon and had some meetings and stuff today, so I'm just kind of going with the flow right now. I'm kind of taking it all in.
John, how did you get into hockey, and how much impact did the Lemieux, Yager, Barrasso teams have on you? You obviously weren't born when they won their first cup. You're 18 years old, but did that whole Penguin phenomenon catch you and grab you into the sport?
Yeah, that was pretty much the main reason. My parents were big hockey fans, and they took me all the Penguins games, so just watching them growing up just kind of got me involved and got me to start playing hockey.
Were you a Barrasso fan?
I can't really say I was a fan. I mean, I watched them. I was really too young to really like someone. I just watched the whole team and just liked watching the game.
So what goalie would you say that you would like to model yourself after? Is there somebody out there that you look at and you say, you know, that this is the kind of guy I'd like to be or I look like right now?
I watch a lot on Carey Price. Just growing up, kind of watched him, and over the past couple of years, kind of follow him a lot and try to learn from what he does.
John, I know it's tough for high school kids around here. They usually got to leave home yet to pursue their careers. You ended up going to Ann Arbor, Michigan, the United States Developmental Program. How hard was it at a young age to leave home, and what went into your decision to do that?
I was a little different at first. I mean, obviously going and living with a new family and leaving all your family and friends is difficult, but kind of got used to it real quick. And I mean, at the end, I met some nice people up there, and USA Hockey did a great job of making me feel at home, so it wasn't too bad.
I mean, that's one of the great things about hockey that I've found. I mean, I worked for a long time in a town that had a junior hockey team, and just the way the families take care of the kids and take them in and kind of make, you know, when you're a young kid and you're away from home for the first time, you can be a little nervous, and they really do a nice job in hockey of doing that, don't they?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, they took me in right away and just kind of treated me like I was one of their kids. So, I mean, didn't really ask for much more.
John Gibson of Whitehall with us, expected to be the top goalie taken in the NHL draft starting tomorrow night. John, your confidence, I would assume, has skyrocketed. Your performance in the Under-18 World Championship in Germany, the United States wins a gold medal. You're 6-0, the top goaltender. Talk about what it was like in that tournament and what that did to accelerate where you are now.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we won the gold medal and everything like that. It was an experience I'll never forget. I mean, whenever we won winning the way we did and coming back from down 3-1, it was just an unforgettable experience. And then the night before, coming back and being in Canada in overtime and then winning that game in overtime, it was just a lot of character on our part, and I think it just helped. It was just a whole team effort, so the team helped each other out, and it was just a total team effort, and I think that's what was the main reason that we won.
What's it like with your friends now and your family? I mean, as you get this close, is it the same with them? Do your friends kind of get a little, you kid you around a little bit, hey, this is going to be happening to you, or, you know, is it normal?
It's normal for the most part. I mean, it's nice being back home with my family and friends, and my friends kind of give me a little bit here and there about it, but they've known me growing up, so it's just kind of, you know, it's just all about the hockey and just hanging out and trying not to talk about it too much, so it's not too bad.
John Gibson of Whitehall with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, expected to be a top goaltender chosen in the NHL draft this weekend. John, do you have any kind of timetable that you hope to make it to the NHL? What is realistic for you?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. Next year I'm going to Michigan, and obviously I can go there for 4 years or go there for 1 year. So I just think it's all on whatever team drafts me and whatever I feel like I'm ready to play at the next level. That's the main goal.
Hey, John, who's the coach that helped you the most in your young career? I mean, is there one coach that you just kind of, feel, very close to and that they really kind of helped you to become a professional?
Well, I mean, all my coaches had different impacts, but the main one over the past 2 years, the goalie coach up in Ann Arbor's U.S. national team, Joe Exter, is he really worked with me a lot. I was with him every day, and he taught me a lot on how to present myself both on and off the ice and just a lot about work ethic. So I'm really grateful for everything that he's taught me.
John, you're one of five guys expected to go high from this area. Do you see hockey just continuing to grow here? You know, it used to be the Lemieux factor. Now I think it's the Sidney Crosby factor.
Yeah, I mean, I think just with the success of the Penguins and obviously them winning the Cup a couple years ago, I mean, it's just hockey's really skyrocketed, and I think it's great for the city. And I know that the Penguins are really doing a lot in presenting us five, and I think it's great with them. And really, we're really happy with they're doing that for us, and really thankful.
Is there a dream team you'd like to go to? I mean, is there one team above others that would excite you if they called your name?
I mean, obviously, I'm from Pittsburgh, so it'd be unbelievable to get drafted by the Penguins. But I mean, at the end of the day, just as long as I hear my name called, that's all I'm really worried about.
Well, listen, John. Good luck. It's nice to catch up with you. It's a great time in your life, and enjoy it and have fun with it, because it only comes around once, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
All right. We appreciate you jumping on with us a couple of minutes, and thanks so much. John Gibson,